down to business on News Talk.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland, helping businesses grow.
Yesterday, I went out to Croke Park for the national final of the Student Enterprise Awards. I pay a visit most years and I always get a real thrill seeing the incredible ideas that young people actually come up with. So I want you to hear some of the students that I actually spoke to yesterday and look at their creativity, their energy and the fact that they just don't have any barriers. That's the most refreshing thing. First up though, I spoke to Michael Nevin. He's the chair of the Student Enterprise Programme and he also works with the local enterprise office in Longford. He told me about the awards.
It's a programme that runs across the full academic year, and the objective, I suppose, is to introduce students to the world of enterprise and entrepreneurship, but in a practical manner that they get to experience the kind of risks and rewards of setting up and run their own business, and the risk of making a loss, of course, because they're trading entities. They go from every stage through research and developing their product and delivering their service, making their pitch, and you can see their confidence grow as they go through the programme. From their initial pitch to the pitches, when you meet them today, you'll see how confident they become in terms of presenting themselves and presenting their ideas. It's a worthwhile programme. They're picking up life skills that will stand to them regardless of what career they choose. We're hoping that some of them, as a percentage of them, will become entrepreneurs and create wealth and job opportunities for others. But whether it's they go into employment or self-employment, these are skills that will stand to them.
Now, as I said earlier on, this place is buzzing. And as it's buzzing, let's meet our first contestant. He's from Pure Irish Honey. He's in the senior category. He's from St. Andrew's College, Dunleary Rathdown, my very own constituency. And his name is Callum Scallon. You're a beekeeper, and I have to tell our listeners, you're beautifully adorned in your beekeeper's suit. Tell us about this business.
Well, I started Pure Irish Honey the start of the year, and I got the idea from my granddad, who kept bees when my dad was younger. And when I was a young kid, he told me how fun it was and how much he enjoyed doing it. So I then got interested because I was close to my granddad, and sadly he's passed away now. But we just went on, and I did research because I was really fascinated, because my granddad's like, I had so much fun doing it. It was one of the best things I've ever did. I looked up, saw that the bee decline was happening, and then I really went and said, I'm going to get bees and help out. So I asked my dad for hives, and he goes, let's do courses for just to know more and do it right. So I got hives and I did some courses. I then went to Cormanston in August and became Junior Beekeeper of the Year 2018.
Now, I just want to taste the honey here, Callum, if I may. This is the heather honey, is it?
Yes.
Okay, let's just have a quick taste. Oh, whoa, that's absolutely really amazing. Now, the second business I'm visiting here is called The Struggle Is Real. They're in the senior category finals. There are five girls, Daria, Ava, Sophie, Anna and Anna, and they're all from St. Mary's College in Salins Road in Naas. Ladies, well done. Tell us about this wonderful book, The Struggle Is Real. Who's going to talk to me? Dara, how are you?
Good, yeah, thanks. So The Struggle Is Real is a self-help advice book that we have written for teenagers and parents looking to understand more of like the struggles that we're going through. So we cover five different topics, which is school struggles, feeling blue, body image, school stress, and parental expectations. Feeling blue is to do with like mental health and dealing with that sort of thing. School struggles is like the stress that we're put under for exams.
Okay.
Body image is like the negative impact of social media on like the perception of our bodies.
Okay.
And then we have parental expectations is the pressures that our parents put us under. And then we have social struggles, and that's like drugs, alcohol, sexuality, and all that sort of thing.
So this book then is written, I suppose, by young people, for young people. And does that give it an advantage in that it's speaking to its own?
Yeah, we noticed at the start of the year the huge gap in the market for these mental health books, because I'd be very surprised if anyone in this room would be able to name one book written for the students by the students, because we take on a new perspective when it's more relatable, when it's by someone our own age rather than an adult telling us what to do.
Okay. There's five lovely ladies here. Who did what in this business? Sophie.
So I was in charge of production and printing. So we went with a local printing company in Naas called Millbrook Press. And then we decided to put it out there. It's in Barker and Jones Naas, it's in Buckhaven Naas and Woodbine Kilcullen. And we also have our own website, which is www.thestruggleisrealnaas.com, where you can get the book for €12 and we'll post it out to you. And then you can also buy a PDF version for €6.
Well done. I think you should have been on the sales and marketing. Finally, I have to say hello to the two Annas. What did you girls do in the book?
I did the school stress section. So I just gave advice on how to cope with exams and making friends and starting new activities in school. So.
Right.
I was a finance manager, so I had to deal with the money and taking orders from everybody. And
the accountant speaks last, the most important person on the team. Now, this morning I left the house without my glasses. I couldn't find them, so I just grabbed the nearest place, the pair that I could find. They're pretty horrific, aren't they, Ava? Because my next guest, Ava Gilmartin, is from a company called Specrest, and she's going to solve all my problems.
So Specrest is an easy-to-use grip for your glasses. It just slides on to your clothing and instantly you have a secure, biodegradable grip for your glasses.
That's great. So in other words, you attach your glasses to you, so you can attach it to your jacket, to your shirt, your bag. Okay, and how did you discover the need for this product?
So my mom's a nurse, and she was telling me one day that she kept on dropping her glasses, and she ended up standing on them one day because she was walking up and down the ward. So she was trying to come up with a better way other than the strings, because she felt that she wanted them really near her where she could slide them up. So I came up with the idea of Specrest. It was very basic at first, but it's developed a lot.
Well, what a wonderful idea. So Specrest it's called. We wish you every success. Now our fourth group of entrepreneurs are Be Good Brownie. They're in the junior category. They're Aaron and Jack. They're from St. Patrick's Classical School in Navan, and they're adorned here in their chef's gear, looking very professional. Tell me about this brownie. You're Aaron, are you?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, tell us more.
So this is a brownie that we made for Matthew's brother, because he's lactose tolerant. So we made it for him for a treat that he could have at home, or if he was going to a party or something, because he couldn't really eat chocolate cake or anything. So we thought it would be nice to make him something that he'd like to enjoy.
Great idea. And then you're also in the coffee business. I used to be in that business myself.
So we contacted Alan Phillips from the Studio Coffee Roasters in Bettystown, and he said that we'd have a meeting with him and pick our own unique coffee blend. So we came up with the San Carlos coffee bean, which is our own unique blend of coffee, which complements our brownie. So it has the same flavours as citrus and dark chocolate as the brownie as well.
Well done. So the complimentary products. Would you mind if I tasted the brownie?
Yeah.
Just let me taste a small bit of it here. Oh, that's really nice. Really, really tasty. Lovely consistency. So you made them yourselves, yeah?
Yeah. We make them in a HSE approved kitchen.
Very important to be HSE approved. Now our last group are called Kriosh Madra, and I hope I haven't mispronounced that, but this is a wonderful invention. It's by Kellyanne and by Caitlin. They're from the Presentation Secondary School in Castle Island in County Kerry, and they've come up with an ingenious invention to protect and safeguard your dog as it travels in the car. And I have to really commend this stand and describe it for our listeners, because the stand is kitted out like a car. There's a steering wheel. They're dressed as Gardaí, and they look absolutely amazing. The graphics and how you present this stand is really, really impressive. And I want to firstly congratulate you on that, Kelly. Tell me about the product and tell me about the business.
So our product is a 3-point car safety harness for pets. It has two main elements, comfort and safety. So number one, safety. Our harness is 3 points, so if the car was to suddenly break or crash, all the pressure would be spread out evenly on the dog's body, and there is no one area from which the dog is being pulled at. Number two, comfort. Our harness is padded all around, and the leg straps are made from castlings, and they're covered in black material, as they offer a degree of flexibility as well as comfort and additional support.
Well, Kamiri, you certainly know your sales pitch as well. Well done. Caitlin, tell me about the the opportunity for this product? Where would you typically like to sell it from? Where do you see the marketplace?
So we've been looking into having different pet shops sell our product, and Pet Stop and Pet Mania have expressed interest in the future of selling our product, and we are also selling it to our social media platforms.
Well done. I can see this product is going to go very far. Kellyanne and Caitlin, thanks very much for joining us, and you're great ambassadors for Kerry and for dog safety. Well done to you both.
Thank you.
Great, my future's so bright. I gotta wear shades.